What about Mayweather in the build-up, Bunty? He seems more focused. If you just put to one side, you know, TBE and all that sort of stuff for a minute, he seems a lot more focused for Pacquiao. He's not taking him lightly in any sense. Not that he takes any fight lightly, but he's got a little bit of a steel in his eye as well, hasn't
he? He's got a bit of steel in his eyes, and he said a couple of years ago when he beat Cotto, but he suddenly looked a bit older. Mm. He just looked a bit, not just only a fraction, and Mayweather getting old just a little bit, that's big news, because he's still in front of other fighters. But he just looked a bit older. He had to adjust slightly and work on the way he does things. He's been preparing differently for the Pacquiao fight. I think he's preparing harder than he's ever prepared. That's not his uncle saying that, and that's not his dad saying that, and that's not him saying it. It's other people I know that are inside that gym. They're saying he's preparing like he's never prepared before, because the big thing to him, he likes money, definitely. Okay, he likes being the world champion, definitely. He wants to go down unbeaten, 50 fights unbeaten. He wants to be TBE. Definitely. He wants to go down unbeaten, 50 fights unbeaten. He wants to be TBE, the best ever. And that's to do with staying unbeaten. He doesn't care if he stinks the gaff out. Mm. He doesn't care if he runs like a thief for 12 rounds. He just wants to leave that ring with the unbeaten record and build to the legacy. That's why he's training like he is.
Yeah. When you watch someone like Mayweather, Josh, it is a defensive style. I guess the purist probably appreciates Mayweather more than the average fan, because Pacquiao's the people's champion. Where do you sit in terms of, from a boxer's point of view, is it Mayweather who impresses you more or Pacquiao?
It depends what you're looking at, and it depends how the deal with what kind of opponent as well.
Fight, yeah.
I mean, you've got to look at Mayweather's a couple of fights ago where he's fighting against Alvarez. Yeah. You know, everyone thought that Alvarez was just going to walk through him. He's too big, he's too strong, but Mayweather just made him look like an amateur. He just picked him to pieces, schooled him.
I thought he was going to quit Alvarez at one point.
I thought so. He just made him look sawed off. Alvarez looked like he wanted to start crying in there.
He
was getting embarrassed. And that, as a boxer, you know, not just being a boxing fan, but being a boxer, you've got to really appreciate that. And that is brilliant to see a fighter make a fighter look so daft and, you know, so average and so basic. Don't forget, Alvarez would destroy everybody, you know, pushing them all over the ring.
Now we've got Mayweather working with Alex Uriza, mm-hmm. and I don't go a lot on six packs and muscles, because if you look at the heavyweights and some of the greatest fighters, they were in great condition, but they weren't stupidly ripped.
Yeah.
Mayweather at the moment has always been in good nick. Yeah. You see him at the moment, it's like you put his head on some ridiculous muscle guy. That's Ariza's effect. Will it translate to power like it did with Pacquiao? We'll find out.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.